However, to pierce the veil, you must believe it is possible. You must become very quiet and still in order to hear the truth, and you must be grateful for the divine plan that God has given humankind. Meditation will help. Once, eons ago, you lived only in God's mind and all things were known to you. After the descent into materiality, you were no longer connected in the same way. You became, in a very real sense, lost in space without your communication device. Fortunately, we who love you seek to restore your connectedness back to God, so that the division between heaven and earth is joined and you can once again be part of the Great One's love and knowledge. Know, then, that humanity's fall, or detour out of communication and direct awareness of all that is known to the Creator, is being healed for you if you wish to have it restored. This is the truth, but you must be willing of your own free will to accept and joyously participate in this restoration. Like a broken television or radio set, let yourself be prepared to receive the heavenly channels that await you once more. Or at least attune yourself exactly in a clear state of reception. I, the Christ, am not the only channel of God's truth. There are many others. But for those who believe and have faith in me, I assure you that I am no farther away. Once you restore your communication system, than a mental phone call. One day soon many more will actually see me than do now, especially the children. You were told in the Bible that you needed to become like a little child. I meant by this that you must have no limitations in your thinking. No barriers that say, oh, that's not possible. And like a child, you must be accepting of a loving father/mother's role in your life. Not a parent who would be unworthy of trust or would abuse you, but one whose affection and concern are eternal and assured. Trust is the basis of love. It is not I, dear ones, who has created the plan. However, it is I, and others in heaven, who have totally accepted and participated in it. Your task is the same. For the sake of the Golden Age children, you should encourage them to experience contact with what you may not yet see and hear yourself. This will mean surrendering the past ideas you were taught and to be ever present in the moment. For spiritual evolution is accelerating to bring you home again. Build your own communication lines through meditation and encourage every person you know to do the same. Children are open, curious and willing to love, to learn. Then be like a child so you can be taught. You will feel the peace and harmony and love your soul yearns for. And by this step forward you can open the door to vistas beyond the time and space of your past knowing and flower anew in the fertile ground of heaven. Teachers, of course, are faced with an almost superhuman challenge in the present educational system since their textbooks are partially distorted, incomplete, or untrue. School organizations and boards have established curricula that society requires as manuals of truth. There are study guides or agreements about what is true on earth, however, these generally limit the heart and mind. As a teacher, do not give present information as the final truth or you fail in your soul's task as an opener of human consciousness. Tell the children that until now these are the ideas humankind has believed, but always ask them to go deeply within to see if they feel these ideas are true. Be willing to allow freedom of expression and new ideas. What if? Is a playful tag to place in your teachings. This is what we've always thought, but what if there is more to know? What would it be? The primary attitude is not to be dogmatic out of your own need for security. Be willing to know more yourself. If science is your field, be open to new discoveries and applications, be willing to receive previously unseen connections of truth. In your meditations, ask to be made a gifted teacher of these new beings and ask to continually deepen the truth of whatever subjects you teach. You will absolutely be assisted if your motive is love and peace, your goal. By mental telepathy, a few of you may even talk with the great teachers of the past to see how they would update their earth teachings given that opportunity. Or at the least, each can write down new ideas that come. Little ahas that are creative jewels given by the soul to stimulate or clarify a greater knowing. In a word, grow. Be open to the expanded universe that will whisper its secrets to those minds willing to receive. By your model, the children will feel safe in turning within. Listen to these babes, Make it safe to be different and ahead of the times. Many social and educational beliefs must fall. Welcome change, accept a greater understanding. The small ones will need your encouragement, your support, and your love. Many will be masters of truth, heralds of this upcoming golden age, who need your unique nurturing. I ask you to attend them very generously. Give so that you may also receive. Until now your schools have filled students full of your facts, many of which are false. This is not because educators wish to deceive necessarily, but simply because they, as part of humanity, do not yet understand who human beings are or what education really is. Education is bringing out truth from the highest inner source, not parroting textbooks, though the rudiments of certain subjects may be useful. Education is allowing truth to flow out through the communication you have built to God's sources. We place no blame on educators, but challenge their self-evaluation. We do recommend that they begin to understand their true purpose, however, and direct the glorious new souls being born on planet Earth to tune within to know the truth of all things. Many of these small baby bodies you will meet, which are arriving even now, are of a higher vibration in energy than most parents who give them physical means of birth. And they may be more spiritually capable than most of their teachers on the planet. Therefore, your first step as a parent or teacher is to acknowledge that their capability makes you no less. In fact, it offers you the greatest opportunity of your life in loving and allowing them greater latitude in higher communication with us in heavenly realms. They may well have eyes that see beyond what you see and ears that hear beyond what you hear. Do not be defensive. Instead, be curious and have them share their experiences. Encourage openness. Give these wee ones a loving structure to mature in, but do not limit their soul or higher abilities and, above all, do not make fun or deny the existence of what they have that you do not. You will learn much by saying, "Tell me who is there," if they report a vision. Or by asking what they heard beyond your own auditory range. Become actively interested and supportive lest they lose the gift that you lost as a child through doubt or denial. Or because you were scolded by adults blind to the higher worlds. All children are closer to God when they arrive than are adults who live in cultural conditioning, which forces much of their true nature underground. I beseech you as a parent or teacher, then, to understand that each generation will arrive in higher vibration than the one preceding. Be glad of this. Use your knowledge to aid and assist the small in body but great in truth. Help them accept and share all that they are. Of all the gifts you can give them, give loving permission to be who they truly are. Know also that one day you, too, will have these powers again, provided you commit to God now and agree to use the power for good, in service to humanity. For your soul's tests, or initiations, have to do with your willingness to use power for the noble, ethical purpose required by those who will become not only a heavenly creation, but a child of the universe, of life far beyond your present grasp. Your destiny lies in the birth of stars, the expansion of worlds unseen. Taking one step at a time, we grow in love and responsibility. This growth leads us naturally, automatically, to our next pinnacle. And our next. I promised you our parent has many mansions. Do you not sense them? Aren't there more possibilities than you can yet imagine? Seek only the highest level of consciousness for your own mansion. To the teachers, then, as disseminators of society's truth, fall the responsibility of responding to constant change and discovery. Old information must be immediately updated. And all of this change depends on your willingness to stay current with the knowledge explosion. This accelerating flow of information regarding the laws called science, particularly, will require a radical understanding of new universal principles previously misunderstood or undiscovered. For the universe will share her secrets with humanity more and more now as the golden age begins and you reach the fourth dimension of conscious life. This is why all education must be accompanied with a sense of responsibility and love in the use of these new inventions and technological advancements. And every curriculum that exists must have this quest for nobility built into it, so that these scientific discoveries serve humanity in a positive manner. You have only to look at your present world to realize that somewhere society has failed to teach that the heart must precede human curiosity. And love must precede any intended use of God's principles. I do not say this is the school system's total responsibility. Rather, all of society must play a part in creating this nobility of purpose in humankind's historical tapestry. Nonetheless, I urge every teacher and educator of whatever grade and subject to take the initiative in preparing a curriculum which speaks of humankind's ethical nature and responsibility to fellow members. And I repeat that rapidly changing information will make the updating of knowledge a gargantuan, never-ending task. Let a part of your role as teacher, then, be the sharing of the very latest knowledge as it is discovered. This knowledge may even be discovered before your eyes in the classroom where the New Age souls reach within their memory banks to disclose truths not presently in print, not currently known. This experience will become increasingly familiar to you as the years pass, dear ones, so pray that you be given the open-mindedness to take your place as a leader among school faculties and as a guide for those not so spiritually aware. Become a torchbearer for this exciting new time and reap the immense spiritual benefits this position will afford. You are needed to play your part in this critical time. Turn to us so you will not falter. We stand beside you always to assist as we are called upon. It is our promise that those of you who teach from a spiritual, and I do not mean a religious, point of view will be infinitely rewarded. From the children you encourage in their powerful expression of God knowing there will come joy and your own self-expansion through that sharing. For the child of your yesteryear lives in you still, anxious also to flower in God's eternal growth. God is not static. You are not static. Change is ever present and necessary. So aim always for that which has already been given you. As a teacher you also will be taught. Our Father, Mother is, indeed, magnanimous and generous to all, but you must be willing to receive the truth. Therefore, open up to obtain your overflowing portion. And attune to the heavens in a way that guides you into an ever-deepening understanding and acceptance of what you have already received. Open your mind and heart to obtain your own abundance. In your teaching you are blessed, for you join the work that I, the Christ, and many other spiritual teachers came to do. Let us be partners, then, in God's plan for bringing the human family back to the heavenly dimension, that is its destiny. Do not let the fear that you might be accused of putting religion into the schools hamper your usefulness in spreading the truth. There are many ways these lessons of looking within can be taught without the use of the word God. Words such as light or source and oneness can mean many things, as can words such as intuition, the inner knower, or the truth bringer. The Creator does not care what name is used. Use whatever vocabulary allows you to obey the regulations of the public schools, working always to change them for the better. Be creative and unafraid. A few of you will truly change the organizational structure, content and usefulness of education. But whatever your part, large or small, play it with love and dedication and you cannot fail. By listening within, you will always be guided to the highest good and finest choices. Teach the little ones, too, that quiet times are essential and will provide them with strength, certainty and inner knowing. Parents have the greatest opportunity to teach and model the New Age awareness to children because of proximity. Teaching your children who they truly are and giving them the encouragement to take leadership where their soul would have them go is a vital task in this time. Mothers, you are not just producing babies. You are bringing forth the life form that a soul needs for purposes of growth, love and service.